Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for the privilege of your time, and welcome to this space that is called the No BS Bishop, Alive to Love. All values in life should be aimed at love, because anything less than love is potential BS. Let's get out of the BS of life, and let's reach for the greatest and highest, most beautiful quality and attitude of life, and that is love. There is no greater quality or value for life, no core value that you should hang on to, embrace, and reach for other than love. Last week, I shared with you the categories of risk and reward as it regards to love. But before I dive into that, let me again just say I'm Randy Dean, No BS Bishop. So stay tuned now for the next 25 minutes or so. I promise to give you the very best of my heart and the very best of what I have learned in my 66 years of life and my 45 years of ministry. Yep, that's right. Do the math. I've been at this most of my life as a pastor and as a bishop. I promise to give you the very best that I know and have discovered about what the quality and the value and the beauty of love is in this world and in this life. I live by a statement that I've written and I hold in front of me. I keep it as a part of my journaling, a part of my note-taking, a part of often what I speak and preach. And here's the statement that I am determined to be cemented to with my thinking and my meditation. Here it is. I am alive to love. I'm not on earth for anything less. I'm alive with dreams, plans, and destiny locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less. I am alive to love because love will have the final say on all reality. God is love, and so am I. Before we finish the broadcast today, I'm going to repeat that and have you just say it out loud wherever it is you're standing, sitting, exercising, or riding along in the car. But I want to take you back, as I said, to the close of last week when I was giving you the risks and the rewards of love. Love is a great risk. I have no pretense at all about what love really is. Sometimes I wonder if people think I'm just an old hippie softy, or if they think, well, he's just, you know, into this soft core, easy peasy life of love. And if you think that, then I don't think you really understand the high quality, the high demand that is love. Real love is risky. Real love takes courageous living. Love is brave, so why don't you live brave? So there are risks and there are rewards. Last week, at the last point of my broadcast, I talked to you about one of the risks of love is potential pain, but the great reward of love is great healing and health. So today I want to talk to you about that healing and that health. There is a wide spectrum of healing and health in love. It can stink to love people. I get that. Love them anyway. You'll be betrayed. Love anyway. You'll be given promises by people who are going to say, oh, I'll always love you and never go away. And then they'll disappear. Love them no matter what. But in the end, to love anyone, anyway, and always is to live in the majesty of God. Don't ever give up on love. There are high impact rewards, high healing rewards in the great reward of love. So I'm going to talk to you about 8 points of that healing and health that can come to you when you determine that your life is going to be lived for love alone. Love alone is credible. So here are the 8 points of health and healing that are potentially yours if you'll live for love. Regard every point of darkness. Number one, any point of darkness may not be a tomb, but it actually could be a womb. Maybe, just maybe, the darkness you're in isn't a tomb. Maybe it's the womb. There's no darker place on earth than a tomb, but neither is there any darker place on earth than a womb. that from the womb, new things are born. From the womb, new potential is launched. I suggest to you that love will cause you to see darkness, not as a finality of your life, but darkness as the beginning point of a new birth. So live your life for love, and the darkness around you will become a womb and not a tomb. Secondly, love will lead you to live your life that you haven't done everything right and you haven't done everything wrong, but you've done just enough right to cause friction with those who oppose your value of love. Again, let me say that. Great health and healing of love is that if you live your life for love, you'll realize that you haven't done everything wrong, and you haven't done everything right, but you've done enough through love, and you've done enough right to cause friction to come your way. You've done enough right through love to put yourself into a crowning moment. And every time, you know, go back to my first point about present darkness isn't a tomb but a womb. There is such a thing in giving birth as that crowning moment. It's this crisis point. Is this going to move from near death to now full beautiful life? That crown, the crowning of a child in birth, is the same thing that can happen, metaphorically speaking, in our life. Are you potentially now, having done just enough right through love, that now you're in a crowning moment? See this as your potential health and life. The reward of love is to live for the life and health that can come from you, even if you haven't done everything right. And by the way, I promise you, I guarantee you, all of you out there, listen to me carefully. You haven't done everything right. You've made some mistakes. Somebody will always say, oh, I have nothing to regret. I'll let them have their way about that. But for me, I've got regrets, but I don't live in the tunnel of regret. I'm living looking at the light of the other side of that regret, that I have learned from my regrets to live for love alone and to keep moving so that everything before me is simply a birthing process. The third potential health of living for love is that you will see that today's brightness is what it's going to take to reach for the horizon of a new sunrise. That if there's anything, I want you to look for any level of brightness. I don't care how small it may be. If it's simply some small child standing by you giggling or laughing, if it's just your pet, you know, a cute cat, a great dog, or whatever that gives you some level of joy, look at the brightness of that moment and see that as the potential of the horizon of a sunrise in front of you. Every point of light, take it as the breach of a sunrise before you. Love will give you that kind of push, because as you are alive to love, you're just putting off all lesser values as potential BS. If you're alive to love, then you will see any small glimmer of light as the potential of the sunrise just on the horizon. So first of all, regard your darkness not as a tomb but a womb. Second of all, you'll find health and healing when you realize you haven't done everything wrong and you haven't done everything right, but you've done enough to keep moving and to see resistance. See, number three, the brightness is something that's going to give you some small amount of brightness is going to give you the idea that, hey, the sunrise is coming. Number four, the great health and healing of the reward of love is to regard that your suffering isn't the final word. Any level of suffering you're living in right now is not the final word. Suffering doesn't get the last say on your life. Suffering isn't your definition. Love is your definition. And yes, you may suffer. Yes, you may suffer. As I read in the beginning of the program, and I'll read it again before we finish, suffering isn't to be dodged. Suffering isn't, we have no promises that we will never suffer. And in fact, the promise of life is that it is difficult. Life is a challenge. Suffering is one of the axioms. It's one of the final truths, really, as it were. But the greater final truth is that if you live for love, all suffering finds a greater and better definition. Regard your suffering. If you want to find the reward of love, regard your suffering as the next greatest platform for your next greatest success. I'm suffering in this moment to see that I'm going to find my way forward. My suffering isn't final. Love is really the final word on my life. And if I'm suffering, if I'm struggling, love will propel me and pull me forward. I am not done until I have fully loved in this life. So that's number four. The great reward of health and healing is that suffering isn't your final word. Love is your final word if you live for it. Number five of the levels of great healing and health in your life is, what if you can see your falling as the platform for your next standing? See, I've often told people I don't never fall. I don't live that kind of arrogance. I'm never going to tell you that I've got nothing to repent of. I'm never going to tell you I've never made a mistake. I'm never going to say that Randy Dean has done everything right and Randy Dean doesn't deserve any criticism. I'll never say that. I know that I am capable of failure. I know I'm capable of falling. I know I'm capable of having done something wrong and I'll need to repent and I'll need to say I'm sorry. I just don't believe that there's anybody who can say with any degree of honesty, any level of honesty, that they've got nothing to repent of. I'll tell you right now, Randy Dean, the no BS bishop, has given you no BS here. I got plenty I can tell you. Hey, I'm sorry. I did that wrong, but I'm going to correct it and do it right. But what if you really, and in that, I recognize that in my falling, every fall can become the platform for my next stand. When I am alive to love, any fall, anytime I stumble, anytime I face plant, I know that this can become the moment that I can stand up and find a new and a better way. About a year ago from this particular date right now, my wife and I were in Atlanta. We had traveled there to see some friends and to do some ministry projects. And while we were there, I was so delighted. It's January, and we're Wisconsin people, and we were in Atlanta, and it was 50 degrees and sunshiny, and I thought, oh, baby, I'm going to get out and get a run. So I went out, and I took off to go get a run in. I was setting my running app on my phone. I was 2 minutes into my run, not even, when all of a sudden I stepped on a pine cone with my left foot, and that pine cone rolled my foot out from underneath me and literally threw my face into the pavement. I mean, full force. I took a solid face plant right there. I hit the ground hard, broke some bones in my face, and shattered my glasses and broke my phone. It was miserable. I spent the rest of that day in Emory Teaching Hospital in Atlanta, had myself patched back together. And the thing that the doctors there told me was, you're going to have to lay off running for the next 6 weeks. Well, my gosh, I thought they had given me a death sentence. But I had to find out that in that fall, I had to find out, how can I now stand up? I'm not going to give up on running, but I'm going to have to take a hiatus. We often let our fall be the last word. We often are given to surrender at a fall. Physically, that felt like the final statement of, at 66 years of age, I should stop running now. I am never going to stop running. As long as I've got feet underneath me and knees that'll move, I'm not going to give up running. I may run slow, and I may be outrun by a tortoise. I may be outrun by a snail, but I promise you this, as long as I've got feet underneath me and knees that'll move, I'm going to run, because I love what running does for my mind, my soul, and my body. My point here is this, that the great reward of love is that we can, every one of us, look at our falling as the platform for our next standing. Wherever it is you've fallen, get up and say, now what? Where do I go from here? I met a man years ago who was fresh off of a divorce, and it was nasty and painful, and he admitted he made terrible mistakes in his first marriage. What he determined, however, was that in the fall of his first marriage, he said, my second wife is going to be so glad that I fell in my first marriage. My second wife is going to know that she's got a real prize in me, because I know why I fell, I know how I fell, and I know now how to get up and stay up. I believe that's love talking right there. Love says, I'm not going to stay down. love says, I'm going to stand up. That's the great reward of being alive to love. That's the great health and healing and being alive to love. Being alive to love number, let's see, that was 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, here we go. The next one is that maybe you're hanging on to a raft. You know, maybe you've had a bit of a shipwreck in life. Maybe life feels like everything around you was out of control and the storms of life just ripped your little ship all to pieces and you're hanging on to some piece of the ship and it just feels like a little raft. Recognize that if you're alive to love, the raft you're hanging on to might actually become your shoreline. The little raft, the little piece of wood, the little piece of a life preserver you're grasping, stop looking at it as the last statement on your life. If you're alive to love, love says, I've got more to live for. My love is not finished yet. See that maybe you're hanging on to a raft, but this little raft, this little life preserver may become my shoreline. Hang on tight. Hang on tight. Don't give up. Love never fails. Love is powerful. Love ain't for sissies, baby. Love is for those who have determined I'm going to be stronger tomorrow than I was today. Love is an indomitable force. Love is that which causes the mama bear to stand up for her little cub, but it also love is what makes a little cat protect her kittens, even in the face of a mama bear. Love is that which causes a father to cling to his children in the face of great adversity. Love is what God said when he looked at the world and he said, oh, I love this world. I'm going to give this world all that I've got and my very best in Christ. Love is that indomitable, undefeatable force that says, even if all I've got right now is a life preserver, I'm going to turn this life preserver into potential shoreline. Number 7 in the great health and healing of the reward of love is that maybe your stumbling becomes a finding. Have you ever felt like that? Well, that's a dumb thing to say. Let me change that. We have all stumbled. We have all been along the way trying to figure out the right answer. What's the best thing to do? What's the right call to make? What's the right decision to do here? How should I rectify this problem? What's my next step after I have stumbled so badly here? Maybe we need to recognize that sometimes stumbling is the very best we can do at any given time. That as we stumble, let's just keep stumbling forward and make sure that in stumbling, we're looking for what we're searching for. I haven't found everything I'm searching for in this world, but I'm dreaming my way through my problems. I'm not gonna live in a loveless state where I don't love life enough to dream. I love life enough to dream. A few days ago, I was having a bad day. It was just a bad day. I'm not going to define it for you, but you know what I mean. You've had a bad day, right? Anybody out there had a bad day? Show of hands. How many of you have ever had a bad day? Maybe today's a bad day. So I was having a bad day and a bad moment. And I said to my wife, I said, I am tired of living like this. And so what she said to me was, well, then let's dream our way out of this. She was quoting me back to myself. Thank you, honey. I love you so much. So she said, let's dream. How do we dream our way forward out of this? What my mind started to say was, okay, Randy, you're hearing yourself in the voice of your beloved wife. Now listen, everything we do in life has potential stumbles in it. But everything we do in life can also become the search for love. No matter how much we stumble, keep moving forward. As I said earlier, if you fall, make it a stand. If you're stumbling, make it forward. So you're stumbling forward to reach for the find. Because being alive to love says, I'm going to find the answers. The great reward of love says, love alone is credible. Love never fails. Love wins. And if you're going to be a winner, you've got to be a lover. If you're going to be a lover, you're going to be a winner. So the great reward of love, is great healing and health. And these 8 points that I'm giving you, and the last but not the least, and number 8, is that any kind of death, and trust me when I say I've held more people than I can count in my 45 years of ministry who have faced death. They've looked square in the eye of something that just died or someone who just died. The great heartache of someone who has taken their life in suicide. The great heartache of death by suicide is possibly the most painful kind of death. And I have held more people than I care to even count who have had a loved one who have died by suicide. But I have always said to those people, I promise you this, I will never try to explain away your pain, but I will give you my love so that in this moment of dying, you're going to find one way, someday, somehow, arising. Death is not the final say on life, even if it is the greatest of all death, and that is death by suicide. I promise you, there is a rising beyond that. Or if somebody has been tragically taken in your life by accident or by disease, however that death has visited you, maybe it's the death of a dream. I've experienced that. Actually, I've experienced that multiple times in my life. But the great reward of love says that I will find healing and health by living my life for love, and love alone will never fail me. That recognize that no matter what the death may have been, no matter how it may have visited your home, your family, or your heart, recognize that love will carry you from that death so that it will become some form of rising. When Christ was risen from the dead, he made a final statement on all death, and that word is this: death is not the final word. We are, every one of us, through love and because of love, we're promised resurrection. Hear that. Every one of us are promised resurrection, no matter what the death may have been. My wife and I, just not too long ago, we walked with a few dear friends through the death of their spouse. One of our great friends from Texas who lost his wife just not too many, several months ago, said, he quoted C.S. Lewis about the loss of his spouse. And he said, you know, the loss of my spouse is like an amputation. It's like losing a leg, losing a limb. You have to learn how to walk. You have to learn how to embrace. You have to learn how to do everything all over again because something has been amputated. But what I know about their lives, these two friends that I'm talking about, what I know about people close to me and even in my own life when I've lost someone dear to me, is that all death can become the place of a resurrection. For whatever it's worth, I'm talking to somebody out there right now who may be still bitterly weeping over death on some form, however great it may have been. I'm telling you, this is also the possibility of a resurrection in your life. Hang on. Find somebody who will love you through the night and wipe away your tears. Love is the answer to that kind of pain. Love is the healing for that kind of pain. Love alone will win in the end of all of that. So today I've told you about the great healing and health as the reward of living and living to be alive to love. Letting being alive to love be your high value, your point of reference, your decision that there's no greater power in your life than the power of love. And to be alive for love at all levels, at all times, is that which will keep you moving forward and moving out of whatever pain may have been in your life. So I told you at the beginning of the broadcast today that I was going to read something to you and just ask you, wherever you are, wherever you're seated, wherever you're driving, wherever you're exercising, to repeat this along with me. Here it is. It can stink to love people. Go ahead and say it. It can stink to love people. Love them anyway. You'll be betrayed. Love anyway. Are you repeating after me? I can't hear you. You'll be given promises by people who'll say they'll always love you. Here it is again. You'll be given promises by some people who'll say, oh, we'll never leave you. We'll always love you. And then they'll disappear. You'll be given promises by people who'll say they'll always love you, and then they'll disappear. Repeat this with me. Love them no matter what. Because in the end, to love anyone, anyway, and always, is to live in the majesty of God. Because in the end, to love anyone, anyway, and always, is to live in the majesty of God. God is love. So let's each one of us decide, I'm going to be loved too. Love is the final word on all reality. Love will have the final say on all your mistakes, on all the deaths, on all the injuries, on all the failures. Love can have that final say, and all love asks you is just give it a handful of moment, a momentary handful of embracing love and saying, I am loved and I will be loved, and love will have the final say on my life. I know somebody listening to me right now needs to hear those three majestic and even magical words. And those three words are these: I love you. So listen to this one guy on this on your device, your computer, your iPad, your tablet, your phone, whatever it may be. Listen to me when I say, I may not know your name, but I know this. I don't know what your life is or how badly you failed or how wrong life has gone for you. I'm telling you right now, I know I love you because I have decided my life will not be lived for anything less than love. I'm alive to love. All lesser values are potential BS. So I'm telling you who are listening, you got one person saying to you today, I love you. Hang tight. Make this falling your standing. Make this darkness not a tomb, but a womb. Don't let this moment be the final word on your life if it's feeling like you've utterly failed. Recognize that this falling can become your new standing. Dream your way out of this and dream love. Love for others, love for yourself, love for life, and love for perhaps a whole new vocation as you go forward in this life. Thanks for the privilege of your time. I'm Randy.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.